We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. The other day, I was contemplating, as I often do, an observation made by my spiritual master, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, in her extraordinary memoir, Story of a Soul. When writing about being blamed for things and scolded for little transgressions in her convent, she noted, "I noticed this. When one performs her duty, never excusing herself, no one knows it. On the contrary, imperfections appear immediately." It's so true, right? You do something perfectly and reliably, nobody notices. You make a mistake, everyone complains. This is perhaps particularly true of parenthood, which involves a myriad of tasks, small but pesky and relentless, that need to be done without fail. A friend told me, "I packed lunch for 4 years, and all I hear about to this day was the one time in first grade when I forgot to put in my son's dessert." It's true that parents don't get a gold star for everything they do right, but often just hear about when they mess up. But it's also true that, as my mother once told me, the things that go wrong often make the best memories. Here's an example of that principle that, as it happens, involves my mother. Of the countless times in my childhood when my mother drove carpool or picked me up to go to an orthodontist appointment or wherever, I have only the haziest recollections. All I really remember is the time when she was very late picking me up. But this is an important memory. It was a very snowy day when I was in grade school, fourth grade, I think, and my mother was late. My mother is completely reliable, so I was very anxious about the fact that she wasn't there, and I was worried about what would happen if she didn't show up. She didn't come, and she didn't come. And finally, I was sent to the library to wait in the main building of the school until someone came to get me. It got later and later. I could feel the building emptying out. Still no sign of my mother. The snow was getting heavier. I was getting more and more anxious. Finally, I saw my mother coming up the steps to the library, and I had to fight back the urge to burst into tears from sheer relief. I was so happy to see her. She was staggering under the weight of my little sister, who was probably 4 or 5 years old. Both of them were covered with snow, and she was slipping around on the unshoveled walkway as she battled her way to the door. And I thought to myself, nothing could ever stop my mother from coming for me. I remember that her car had become stuck on a patch of ice, but I have no recollection of what happened next. Did my father come to get us? Did the school receptionist give us a ride? I've never asked my mother about that afternoon, so perhaps my memory isn't even accurate. But that's how I remember it. And that's how I think about my mother. Seeing my mother on that snowy afternoon is one of my happiest memories. She was late, but she came, and I knew that nothing would ever stop her from coming. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.